Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Here's what the president had to say after the 5-4 decision that swung completely in his favor.
Insurance companies can no longer impose lifetime limits on the amount of care you receive. They can no longer discriminate against children with pre-existing conditions. They can no longer drop your coverage if you get sick. They can no longer jack up your premiums without reason. The highest court in the land has now spoken. We will continue to implement this law. And we'll work together to improve on it where we can. But what we won't do, what the country can't afford to do, is refight the political battles of 2 years ago. The highest court in the land.
He wants to keep interrupting me. Yes, taxes, taxes, taxes. 21 new taxes, in fact. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Supreme Court Justice Roberts, the swing vote. He has an alliance with some of the most liberal judges, the liberal judges on the court, and rules that the constitutionality of Obama's health care law is in the government's taxing authority. That's the best way to put it. As I said, 5-4 was the decision in favor of upholding affordable health care. That's what the name of the law is, the Affordable Health Care Act, or a.k.a. Obamacare. The key thing here is, what does it mean to you? Earlier in the evening, I was talking to our friends at Talk Radio News. They said it was a crazy, wild day in Washington, especially for hours outside of the Supreme Court, as there was so much buzz about what ultimately was going to happen here. And would it be the individual mandate that was struck down? Would there be other provisions that would stick with the individual mandate? Or would we see the entire law shredded? The White House felt very confident that the law would be upheld, and boy, were they right. Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, the other day didn't bat an eyelash. Maybe he had some inside knowledge. I am absolutely stunned. I said I would be stunned if it went down this way, and it did go down this way. And once again, I cannot believe that I'm here on the air and we're talking about this, because I really honestly thought at least the individual mandate, whether or not it would be ridiculous to let the other provisions around it stand, would have fallen. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, great conversation with Ben Fuchs. We talked to him here on America Tonight about how we have to get away from relying, actually, on health care to bail us out, big pharmaceuticals. In other words, when we get into trouble, we become pill poppers, and that's why pharmaceutical companies got the nickname Big Pharma, because of all the sway they have in Washington. And Ben, going through pharmaceutical school, getting a degree in that, and then ultimately seeing, working in public health, what it was like, takes us through producing a bottle of 100 pills, for which would be manufactured at $3, up to a couple thousand, how ridiculous it is, and how he compares healthcare now to what it's going to really seem like in a year or so. So the individual health mandate stands. It kicks in 2014. It survives, as I said and alluded to, as a tax. Justice Roberts was the vote ultimately that pushed this over. I mean, I'll say it again, and we'll talk about it here throughout this show. You can weigh in at any time on this. I'm sure a lot of people are chomping at the bit to get in here. I'm going to give out the digits at the top, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. In another conversation we're going to have with a doctor out of Oklahoma City, an anesthesiologist who's been in private practice for a long time, he says get ready to wait maybe 40 days for appointments because it'll be that bad. And he gives more specific reasons why this is a bogus, bogus deal for the American people. And, of course, trillions more will be heaped onto our debt. What will it do for the 23 million who are uninsured, or so that's the number that we hear? We'll look at it from all angles. Certainly, they were popping the invisible champagne corks anyway, part of the day, because this is huge for Obama and his legacy that health care goes through and the Supreme Court holds it up. Now it's about, will it be repealed? Does Obama stay in the White House? Is there enough anger out there that he has voted out on November 6th? This is the route that certainly Romney will take, and this is more ammunition for Mitt Romney. Even one of the most liberal commentators around on the tube on MSNBC, Ed Schultz, talked about how this was a golden opportunity for the Romney people since everything stayed intact. Everything stayed intact. So now it's up to Congress. And I don't think Congress, I know Congress doesn't have, is not going to have the horses to have this thing repealed. They'll talk about it, but it won't happen at this point, especially in a presidential year with time ticking away. The sands of time are flowing, so there's no way. If there was a switch in presidents and Romney became the president, then that's where you could see that happen, because then he would have the numbers most likely. So in a 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court ruled that the so-called individual mandate could be upheld only because it fell within Congress's authority to tax. However, that's not how it was originally sold, if you remember. A couple of years ago, President Obama rejected the idea behind that, rejected the idea that the penalty for not buying insurance was pretty much just a tax hike, which is what it is, because you'll get slammed with a tax increase. That's where I get the number. There are 21 different taxes that will kick in. And saying it's a tax certainly will make it that much more unpopular. The president said, and you heard a little snippets of it there, that they're going to proceed with implementing it. That's it, that the highest court has spoken. And he urged the Republicans to move forward and said he won't refight any of the political battles of 2 years ago, that he's not going to do it. What's interesting is you had Senator Marco Rubio and several other Republicans saying the ruling effectively turns back the clock on the debate, which has centered almost completely on job creation. Because what does it do to the small business? We're going to talk about that next. Let me give out the digits again if you want to jump on. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Without question, we are one step closer to a single-payer system. Big day for the president with the health care ruling that was handed down by the Supreme Court. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, we're swinging for the fences with you. Please, I know you have those heavy opinions because my mailbox actually was full. You can weigh in, throw in your 2 cents on what you think ultimately this is going to do to the economy, what it's going to do to your health care and your health care quality and premiums. And listen, I don't care what stripes you're wearing. If you think this is a positive deal and you're not somebody signing the petition already to repeal Obamacare, I want to hear from you too. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Coming up, we're going to talk in a few minutes here about Eric Holder and what happened with the contempt vote in the House. But before we get to that, let's talk more about the Supreme Court and what it means. Ultimately, the dissent, because I haven't even talked about the dissent yet, about the tax, what I think this amounts to, the mandate survives as a tax, because that's it. It will be a tax if you don't get health insurance. And this kicks in 2014, and it's going to be implemented. They're going to continue to implement the pieces of health care moving forward. Nothing has stopped, especially with this 5-4 ruling. So as I said, and as many liberal commentators mentioned too, it is a gift as far as the race for 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is concerned. And why? Because there's a lot of people. Remember, I said the polls were pretty much 50-50 or close enough anyway, neck and neck about health care. There were people who are really buy into my premiums are going to be lower, better coverage, this is great, pre-existing conditions. And there's lots that was in portions of health care that who's going to say, no, of course, if you could have that, we would say roll ahead with it. But there's so much, including the individual mandate, that's crippling because the insurance companies needed the individual mandate to be able to roll forward with some of the other things. And what does this do to Medicare? And that's the scary thing. Remember, a lot of money to pay for this is being pulled away from Medicare. So older people and a lot of sick people, poor people, who believe that now this is going to be affordable for them, have no idea what has just hit them. They have no idea, at least from where I sit, unless things really change in trying to implement it. I can't imagine. And it's the small businesses, I think, that are going to jump. That's why I said we're closer to a single-payer system, who are going to jump out of this because they're not going to be able to afford it. Already the insurance companies are warning that you're going to have to pay more. That, yes, in the long run, it's going to be cheaper, but you're going to have to pay more. And those increases are passed on to the company and then ultimately on to people who get their health insurance through companies because it's going to ride up. That's what's going to happen. And people who are already taxed beyond belief really don't want or can afford to be taxed even more. And that's what it amounts to. So Mitt Romney, like I said, this is gift wrap for him. Here's what he had to say about the cost.
Obamacare raises taxes on the American people by approximately $500 billion. Obamacare cuts Medicare by approximately $500 billion. And even with those cuts and tax increases, Obamacare adds trillions to our deficits and to our national debt. I disagree with the Supreme Court's decision, and I agree with the dissent. What the court did not do on its last day in session, I will do on my first day if elected President of the United States.
So there's the question. How much does this help Romney moving forward? How many people will rally behind Mitt Romney? Will Obama still get the youth vote? Will he still get some of the same people that voted for him the first time around? And the answer still is a mystery at this point. I saw a recent poll where in the swing states, Ohio, Florida, Pennsylvania, some of the swing states anyway, that Obama was actually ahead. Now, Romney mentioned the dissent there. The dissent after Chief Justice John Roberts, I think, shocked so many and held his majority opinion today that Obamacare's individual mandate could be considered a constitutional tax rather than an unconstitutional mandate. So Justices Scalia, Kennedy, Thomas, and Alito disagreed with Roberts in their dissent. And I'm going to give you a little portion of that if you haven't heard it. What the four justices wrote was, we can't rewrite the statute to be what it is not. We have never, never treated as a tax an exaction which faces up to the critical difference between a tax and a penalty and explicitly dominates the exaction a penalty. 18 times itself, 5,000 times itself, and elsewhere throughout the Act, Congress called the exaction a $5,000 penalty. So the dissenting justices dug deeper and got into a little bit more. They argued that judicial tax writing is troubling since the Constitution requires tax bills to originate in the House of Representatives. The legislative body is most accountable to the people, is what they said, where legislators must weigh the need for the tax against the terrible price they might pay at their next election which is never more than 2 years off. So how about that? The government's opening brief actually never even addressed that question, and they pointed that out. The four justices pointed that out in their dissent. So there's a couple of things working here. One, as I said, you may believe that this is actually a really good thing, because with a split vote out there, I have to think that some of you, at least some of you tuned in to America Tonight, feel that way. But I'm guessing the majority are not thrilled with Obamacare being, frankly, affirmed. And at this point, we have the biggest tax increase in our, certainly in our history. And if you go through the taxes, and this is what I was saying about the small businesses, boy, it really, really hits small business. It's disastrous for the livelihood of some small businesses, where they won't be able to hire people. And then I believe what happens is they dump out of the insurance business, because how can they afford that? So if people like their insurance, get ready, because the boat is going to be rocked, if not tomorrow, at least in a couple of years. And the economy is still teetering. It's just disastrous at this point with high unemployment. And now we have the biggest tax increase that we're going to have to figure out how in our history, that we're going to have to figure out how to pay for this. It's a massive, massive tax increase. There's no way around that. In fact, that's what the Supreme Court said, that it's a tax, right? So the law now moves forward. And the people, I believe a lot of people were hoodwinked into understanding what Obamacare is and what it will amount to for most of you, for almost all of you, in fact. And this is going to lead to a depression for millions of people. Where we thought we could get a lifeline, there is none. Coming up, we're going to talk to our pal Ben Fuchs about that. We're going to talk to him about what does it mean from his point of view, being in the healthcare industry for so, so long and seeing what happened, and the idea when Big Pharma came in, which, by the way, they were part of paying for this, pushing this forward, all of that. And, of course, because for them it's more money. It's big, big, big money. They're going to profit the most. And, oh, by the way, coming up at the tail end of this hour, a big deal for Eric Holder. The House votes on contempt. Which way do you think they went on this one? I can say this as a big hint if you don't know. Eric Holder was shocked. Just as many people were shocked about Chief Justice John Roberts and his decision to throw in with the liberal members of the court, and then the ultimate Supreme Court ruling, Eric Holder and many of the Democrats were shocked by the House vote on contempt. Next, though, we go to my pharmacist pal, Ben Fuchs.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
To see you when I wake up is a gift.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We've been talking about this, of course, throughout the show. The big Supreme Court ruling on health care. They are dancing at the White House and saying it's a victory for all Americans, but there are plenty of other people that would say not so fast. 5-4 was the decision. The individual health mandate was ruled constitutional. So across the board, everything went at 5-4. No, there was no cherry picking or severing anything at all in Obamacare or the Affordable Health Care Bill, if you want to call it that. Surprising, I think, to a lot of people. It's a very narrow ruling, but still the White House considers it a win. But is it a win for the American people? Ben Fuchs and I talk every single week. You know how I feel about this guy and how he's such a game changer with so much of his advice and things that he's learned as a pharmacist and beyond that. We talk about Beyond Tangy Tangerine. We talk about the things that you need to be doing with power foods. And a lot of you are starting to experience the benefits of it. Thank goodness. I'm glad that we're really hitting the nail on the head for many of you. Ben, you heard about this obviously early in the morning. What was your reaction to the Supreme Court's decision?
Well, I'll tell you. My first reaction was the same reaction that a lot of us had. I'm assuming you were probably one of them, where it's just anger. Well, you're just like, I cannot believe they're doing this. But then, you know, more as I just became more detached from it and scientific about it, it's just really another example of how the little guy is going to get closed in order for the big guy to benefit. What I mean by that is this is going to be one of the biggest boondoggles and waste of tax dollars in the history of the American budget. You're talking about $1 trillion a year in health care, and you're talking about $800 billion a year, close to $1 trillion a year in health care. And 75% of that is based on lifestyle choice diseases. By our choices, Katie, we are funneling all of our hard-earned money into the healthcare system, and now it is going to be government-mandated that we do it. And let me tell you something, Katie, and I was starting to tell you this off the air. If you want to know what a government-mandated insurance program is, think about, or a government-managed healthcare program is, think of the last time you saw a VA hospital or talked to a veteran about their health care. You're going to be getting prescriptions off a formulary. You're going to be getting diagnosis off a check sheet. It's going to have to go through all the government bureaucracy that you know about, and you are not going to get better on top of all of that because, Katie, at the end of the day, we are not sick because we have lack of doctors. We are not sick because we have lack of prescriptions because we have plenty of doctors and plenty of prescriptions. We are sick because of the choices we're making that contribute to, number one, a nutritional deficiency, and number two, an undue burden of toxicity on the body. And between our toxic food choices, and I include sugars in there, and nutritional deficiency, you have a tremendous lion's share, three-quarters or more, of the diseases that we suffer from, including the biggies, cancer, heart disease, diabetes. All of these are lifestyle issues, and it's something as simple, and this is, you know, he's saying this is one thing, but you have observed this yourself, and I've observed it for almost 30 years. When you get yourself on a nutritional supplement program, when you start to control what goes in your mouth in terms of the food you eat, and getting on a nutritional supplement program is key to that too, you turn every single health marker, degenerative health marker, around 180 degrees. Beginning the day you do it, and if you give it enough time, it doesn't take very long at all. Sometimes it can take, depending on how far down the rabbit hole you are, you can reverse the deepest of holes that you're in within 1 or 2 years.
Boy, and now more than ever, what you're saying should really ring true with a lot of people because you don't want to end up in a situation where you are left to be sitting in a waiting room, as you said, to be diagnosed off a checklist and spiral downward. That's awful.
I work for the Public Health Service, Katie, and let me tell you something. That is something you do. No hospital is good, and no medical facility is good, and you only want to go there in an emergency. But
yes,
a lot of the worst ones are the ones that are run by the government. And would you expect anything different? Would you expect the government to screw everything up except health care? They screw everything up. And the bigger they are, the bigger they screw it up. And would you expect health care to be the one thing that's mismanaged perfectly? Right? And do you know how, do you know the pharmaceutical companies, how closely the pharmaceutical companies worked with Obama on this? They were allies in this. They
continued
each other's marketing. They were best buds in this whole process of big pharma. Of course, this is, represents such huge dollars. And let me tell you something, Katie. You know how much a bottle of pills that you end up paying, that the end user ends up paying $20 a pill for? You know what? You get 100 pills. The pharmacy maybe spends $1,000, $1,200 on 100 pills. But at the manufacturing level, that's $1,200. It's like pennies. The pharmaceutical industry turns 2 cents, 3 cents, 5 cents into $1,000, and they do it over and over and over again. The profit margins are unspeakable. You cannot even begin to imagine the type of dollars you're talking about with the pharmaceutical industry. I don't think there's any other industry with that kind of margin, and that is huge. And the health industry in general is not that far behind, but nothing like the drug business. Nothing. Can you imagine these chemicals? You understand what I'm saying?
I can't.
When you get a bottle of 100 pills, right, at the pharmacy, they get a bottle of 100 pills. That's the standard unit that a pharmacist will get. Sometimes it's a big seller, 500 or 1,000, something like that, depending on how many they use. And a bottle of 100 pills, a typical bottle of 100 pills, I haven't worked in the pharmacy setting for a while, so I'm just going by memory and extrapolating what I know. You're talking about maybe $1,000, $1,200 for a bottle of 100 pills to the pharmacist. And then by the time he makes the margin on it, it comes, turns into maybe $2,000 for 100 pills. At the manufacturing level, you could be talking about 3 cents. 3 cents for a bottle of 100 pills. You're staying here. There's a lot of money to be made.
Right, that's and that's
everybody
what
everybody gets drugs. Why do you think everybody's drugs?
Yep.
There is
and
so much money to be made in terms of profit margin, in terms of raw dollars. And guess what else, Katie? They never the price never drops. They never have to deal with it.
Right.
The price is always guaranteed, and now the government's going to guarantee it. Now
right.
You get it for free. Of course, it's the tax dollars. Now it's all, everybody's paying for everybody's drugs. And who benefits? Follow the money.
Exactly. Follow the money. Follow the money. Absolutely.
Follow the money.
So well said. I love the story.
But we don't have to be complicit. If you're on a diabetes drug, people, you could be off of it if you follow these strategies. If you're on a digestive drug, you could be off of it if you follow these strategies. If you're on antihypertensive, same deal. Almost every single long-term med that you can name, you can be off of when you strategically, and that's a key word, Katie, strategically get on a nutritional supplement program and correct your diet. But the key word there, and that is a very, very, very important word, because sometimes people operate non-strategically. You know, they don't plan it out. And they don't make, you know, they don't put together a recipe or a formula that's specifically for them. And that's understandable. Not everybody understands how to do it. That's one of the beautiful features about the Ingevity product and the BTT. It's balanced for you. The BTT works for nearly everybody. In fact, I will say everybody I've ever seen, but maybe there's been a couple people it hasn't worked for, because it's balanced for you. That's why when you take it, it's almost like self-contained. I'm not going to say it's the only thing you need, but you'll notice results just with that. It is a self-contained nutritional system. If you try to go out and take a little of this and a little of that and buy a little of this and a little of that, you don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that easy to take nutritional supplements. I'm very, very careful as a formulator. I'm very careful. That's why I do the Bright Side. If you listen to Bright Side, I'm giving you hardcore information about how to make these decisions for yourself. But, you know, until you get the hang of it, or if you don't want to get the hang of it, the BTT, the Healthy Start Pack, these are systems that are designed strategically. And that really, really is an incredibly important word when it comes to nutrition supplementation and making these lifestyle choices. But given a strategic nutritional supplement program, correct digestive choices, correct food choices, basically, and then there's the cognitive element. You and I have talked about that. That's very, very important. The psychological element, the cognitive element, even the spiritual element. Those are all important players here. Anything you're dealing with by way of degeneration, theoretically can be reversed. There's no reason why it cannot be reversed. There's no built-in reason why it cannot be reversed. The system is made to reverse itself. It's a homeostatic balancing system. When the ups are up too high, it pulls it back down to normal. When the lows are too low, it pulls it back up to normal. That's the way the body works. Breakdown leads to build-up. When there's too much built-up, the body has systems for breaking down. It's all exquisitely balanced and exquisitely choreographed. All we have to do is follow the code. You know, there's a certain code that it wants. It wants nutrition. It doesn't want fast food. I'll tell you that. That ain't a part of the code. And pizza isn't part of the code either. And, you know, I don't want to be a soup Nazi. That's what somebody called me on my radio show.
So, but you're right.
There's a code for, you know, love your body.
Right. And you know what? And we're going to lay the challenge down right now, especially because of what's happened here. I'm just going to start to lay the hammer down. It has worked for me. Beyond Tangy Tangerine is incredible. I didn't know crap about supplements, and that's exactly, I'm not going to sugarcoat, it's exactly what Ben is saying. If you do what I did and you take even just the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you will see a huge difference. If you go to AmericaTonightTeam.com, you can get the products that way. You can get them. They're inexpensive and they work, brother, because you don't want to rely on this healthcare system. Ben, we are always up against it with you because there's always so much to talk about. I think you and I could talk for 10 hours, but this was terrific stuff. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We're going to continue to tell you what this ruling means to your health care. Plus, Eric Holder squirms today because of the contempt vote. I don't want to leave you out here as we round the final turn on America Tonight for this hour anyway. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE, if you want to throw in your 2 cents. I promise we will jam on it and get to you as soon as you get into the system. I mentioned this earlier, my mailbox overflowing with opinions on really both the contempt charge and what happened in the House and the vote, and also the health care decision by the Supreme Court, peppering me with questions, lots of you, about what that ultimately means and when does this all kick in, because there's confusion on that. What are the timetables for the individual mandate? 2014 is the timetable for that. States are going to have to get their houses in order and start those health-saving co-ops, because people will have to be able to have access to that, since the IRS can fine you for not having health care unless there's a major repeal. And the only way really I foresee that happening is a new president. So is this the big gain for Mitt Romney? What does it mean for the election? And are there other people who are waving the flag for Obama who want things to continue the way they are in Washington and beyond? Quickly, let's jump to this House vote. The House, speaking of jive talking, the House on Thursday cited the Attorney General Eric Holder for contempt of Congress in a historic vote without a doubt. And it won't do much as far as the tug of war over his decision to withhold the documents over the Justice Department's actions in the botched gunwalking operation Fast and Furious. Remember, it's the internal documents that Congressman Daryl Issa was hammering him about, and then executive privilege kicked in when Obama said, oh, whoa, 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 you're not getting those documents. So this can really play out in a couple of different ways. Here was the reaction from Eric Holder.
Today's vote may make for good political theater in the minds of some, but it is at base both a crass effort and a grave disservice to the American people. They expect and they deserve far more. When concerns about Operation Fast and Furious first came to light, I took action and ordered an independent investigation into what happened. We learned that the flawed tactics used in this operation began in a previous administration, but I made sure that they ended in this one. Good afternoon. Today's vote is the regrettable culmination of what became a misguided and politically motivated investigation during an election year. By advancing it over the past year and a half, Congressman Issa and others have focused on politics over public safety. Instead of trying to correct the problems that led to a series of flawed law enforcement operations, and instead of helping us find ways to better protect the brave law enforcement agents like Agent Brian Terry, who keep us safe, they have led us to this unnecessary and unwarranted outcome.
So Holder not happy, saying it was politics, you heard right there, and then bringing up the name of Brian Terry. I think the Terry family feels some relief because they might ultimately have a shot, a little teeny shot, at finding out what the internal documents say. You know, this could go forward. They could do an impeachment thing. Doubtful. That doesn't seem likely that that will happen here. Through the civil courts, it could make a big difference. And this was criminally and civilly how the vote went down. Holder says this is completely unnecessary to have this conflict. It doesn't make any sense beyond what you just heard there. And says it's politics over public safety. I think it's withholding information. Otherwise, why not give up all the documents? There's nothing more than a good lawyer likes to do than bury who he perceives to be his opponent in paperwork, papers, research, and documents. They love it. And he comes from that background. But he's not burying the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee in that paperwork. Yes, there was some that was released, but the specific internal documents, no. So anyway, there were a couple of different votes. The civil contempt passed 258-95, so it allows the House to go to court in an effort to force Holder to turn over the documents, and I think that's exactly what's going to happen here, that they're going to try to do that. And yes, politically motivated, I think it goes beyond politically motivated. It becomes a contest because of not releasing the documents. And remember, we're talking about 2,000 weapons, basically, that were purchased, and 1,400 of them are still missing. They went walking, and they're missing, and who knows where they're turned up. And yes, flawed tactics were used in this operation, and yes, the previous administration used gun walking, but not Operation Fast and Furious. Specifically, this one could be tied to this president or this attorney general, this Department of Justice, and how they did not know it. And this is ultimately the big problem here, and this is the problem that Holder has. So I think that this goes up the chain through the court system, and it may take a while. It's going to take a while. It could take years. but the Terry family ultimately might get to see those internal documents, and I think that's worth the wait. If we're going to wait around for anything, to me, that would be the worth the wait for that, I think, that family, because of what happened, how he died, finding the guns near him, realizing they were guns that were our own guns that came back through the Mexican cartel. Back to the Supreme Court ruling, it was the two-headed monster, so to speak, in Washington, the contempt thing going on with Eric Holder, and, of course, the thing that affects every single one of us. How many times have I said on the show, if you want to know about health care, pull out the little card in your wallet and look at it a couple of times to figure out what this now means to you. A couple of things for business. I said I would be more specific about business. Companies with fewer than 50 workers, the employees have to get insurance themselves. Companies with 50 or more full-time employees have to have health insurance for everyone by 2014 or they'll be penalized. So you know what's going to happen there. And then if you're an entrepreneur, you can get insurance at those exchanges I was talking about and get tax credits, but that's only if your annual individual income ranges between 100% and 400% of the poverty line. So this year, that would mean just a little over $11,000 and $44,000. Imagine that's not really helping entrepreneurs that much. But here's the thing, and I asked about this many times when I was in Washington, because this happened and was passed in 2010. No exchanges are set up and running at this point. So they've got to get those exchanges going so that small companies, firms, whatever, can buy insurance at rates that would be for bigger companies, because that's the advantage. If you have a huge corporation, of course, there's more money, there's more premium money. That's why it costs less. And there's no doubt that both the Democrats and the Republicans are waving the flag and are trying to benefit from the ruling. Republicans say that the health care law will be a major issue in this year's presidential election. I agree, because it goes to the economics of your life. It goes to the money pot. It goes to where we're headed as a nation and what our economy is going to be like. And for the Democrats, they also would say, yeah, it is about money, but we're going to save you money. That there's discussions about how this is going to cost more, but ultimately it's going to cost less, and that's going to be the party line. Thursday, however, the high court ruling upheld Obamacare, aka the Affordable Health Care Act. Look out, start saving your pennies for 2014, because you might be shopping for some insurance in the near future.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Through tomorrow only, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House No. 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry! Through tomorrow only, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.